Hey, friend, welcome back to the podcast. My name is Jessica Hoddle and I'm your host. Are you having any kind of anxious feelings today? Is there something that you find yourself worrying about? Today, we're just going to talk about three ways to ease your anxious feelings. We're going to talk about it from a biblical perspective, a clinical perspective, and I'm going to, of course, give you practical examples of how to do this in today's episode. Hey friend, do you feel distant from God? Are you constantly trying to understand if God is good, then why do bad things happen? Do you wish the church had more conversations around things like depression, anxiety, or grief? Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places. And this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a biblical counselor, mentor, author, and speaker. I'm the big sister who's going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we are going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. How to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God and the church. So pull up a chair and join me at the table. Let's go on this journey together, friend. Tense muscles, rapid heartbeat, shallow breathing, sweating, constant fidgeting. Those are just a few signs and ways our bodies are telling us it's perceiving a threat. When our bodies perceive a threat or stress of any kind that can trigger our anxious feelings, what happens next is our bodies go into this fight or flight response, kicks in, and begins to take care of us really according to the information it is receiving. So in other words, our body is trying to get our attention and tell us something. And I think the question comes down to is, will we listen? So you're here in this episode because you're like, I do have anxious feelings. I do wrestle with anxiety. I do stress a lot. So I want you just to check in with yourself of what kind of symptoms do you feel like you're experiencing? Are you having a hard time sleeping? Do you have digestive issues? Do you feel like you're constantly fidgeting? Do you feel like you're not taking full breaths? Do you feel as though you always have neck pain? See, with the fast pace of this world, it's really no wonder we are finding ourselves in a constant state of anxious feelings. It's as if there's no time to slow down and we have to be constantly doing something and we have to have an appropriate response to the situations and things that are happening around us. And then we think, well, I'll just deal with this later. And then as we know, later kind of never comes, does it? And I think that at night when we put our head down, right, to go to bed, it seems as though everything comes because there's no noise, there's no distractions, and we can't really escape. And so now we sit in silence with our own thoughts. I have been preparing and writing and actually just finished up a stress and anxiety biblical study that the Patreon member community will be getting next month. And the thing that's important is we want to stress less and live free. When I talk to somebody about anxiety, mental health, their goal, like when I say, how would it feel? They just are like, I want to feel free. I'd feel lighter if I didn't struggle with this. And that's our goal, especially inside the community. How can I stress less? Because we're never not going to stress, but how can I live free? But I want you to know that you're not alone. In 2022 and 2023, an average of 37.1% of women and 29.9% of men reported high levels of anxiety compared to data from 2012 to 2015. This has increased significantly from 21.8% of women and 18.3% of men reporting high levels of anxiety. And women, I'm sure you know this, but women, we are twice as likely to be affected as men. But the good news is that the Bible offers wisdom and encouragement in dealing with these feelings, bringing comfort to our weariness and strength through Him when we feel this heaviness in our chest. Anxiety is usually our reaction to stress, something we are dealing with internally. And so in this study, in the biblical study that will be coming out, we work through the differences between stress and anxiety and identifying those. But this month alone, inside of the Patreon member community, we are going to be talking deeper on stress and anxiety with techniques. We're going to be talking about food. So if this is your topic and you feel like you are in a constant state of stress and anxiety, join us in the member community at patreon.com/jessicahuddle.com. It is $7 a month right now, and you can cancel at any time. There's an app. You actually have free reign. You can listen to anything and everything right through the app. Cancel whenever you want. But this is really for you this month if you have high levels of stress and you just need some guidance and techniques and to learn about what's happening in your body. I recently went through a few big changes in my life, and some I kind of saw coming, but they always felt a little farther off. Like I had more time to deal with it or maybe prepare. But when it came, it just felt as though it hit me. And these life changes brought kind of these feelings of anxiousness in my body. I felt a sense of urgency to control things. Anybody else? The feelings of failure that arose from these changes, man, I know I'll talk about them one day. Right now, I still feel like I'm processing through it. And I just believe it's not a time as you're processing or in the middle of it to really talk about it. But man, there are just times of feeling like a failure with the changes, and everything felt big, right? It was like things were changing, but things weren't changing at all. So it's been lots of crying and prayer and journaling and worship and frustration and anger. I feel like I'm finally coming up from it, from the change, a little lighter every day. And I share that with you because I'm with you. But I'm sure you're here because you're like, I want to know three ways to ease my anxiety. And we're going to get to that. But I think it's important to also know you're not alone. And things might be common, but they don't have to be normal in our life. So let's get to one of the first techniques or ways to kind of help with some anxiety, anxious feelings. The first technique is called attentional control. So attentional control is really our ability to concentrate. It's our ability to choose what we pay attention to. So sometimes our brain have a hard time determining what is safe in the present moment. We may not be experiencing a physical threat, but however, when we consider a past situation, we may think we're unsafe. So we need to think about what we're thinking about. So attentional control gives us ability to concentrate on something. In my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, I discuss really the part of when we're conscious of our thoughts, they are our most pliable. So when we're really aware of them, they can be like Play-Doh and we can choose what we think. Putting this into practice can simply be asking ourselves these questions or somebody asking them for us, kind of safety questions. So for example, if we were to say no to going to an event for work or family dinner, would that hurt us, right? Because sometimes we get afraid to say no, we get anxious feelings, we start to stress, we start to worry, what are people going to think? And our brain always goes to the worst case scenario. So we just kind of have to start asking ourselves, you know, if I go to this dinner party, would that situation hurt me? Or if I said no, could that person hurt us? Not truly. Do we have to follow everyone else's way? You know, we think to ourselves, no, I'm an adult now. I can make my own decisions. If we had to walk away from a person we feel hurt by, would we be okay? Yes, we would. In fact, we may recognize that healing will come from forgiveness through the Lord. So attentional control is asking ourselves questions in the situation to produce safety. Now, again, this isn't dealing with real perceived threats, okay? I want us to know that. Or if we're really in a situation of abuse and very high levels of trauma, okay? This is kind of our, I don't want to say day to day, but things that come up for us, things that trigger us. So I want to always be mindful of that kind of disclaimer, but it really allows us to be present with the Holy Spirit and to consciously choose Him when, if I'm going into a situation and somebody texts me, okay, for example, And all of a sudden, my heart starts to race. I feel as though I'm triggered. Attentional control is I can ask myself, okay, where am I? I'm in my office. Am I safe? Yes, I'm safe. Can this person hurt me? No. I'm an adult. Cause say I'm triggered by something in my past. I'm an adult right now. I'm making my decision. You're telling your brain that it's okay and that you're safe. The second technique, the one way to ease your anxious feelings is to really practice a sense of awareness to keep us in the present moment. And one way we do this is by naming five things that we see around us, four things we can touch, three things that we can hear, two things we can smell, and one thing we can taste. I love this because it kind of doubles as a gratitude practice as well, and praising exercise with the Lord, kind of just thanking him for his blessing. So as you're looking at things to see and things to touch, hear, smell, and taste, I love how we can always just be like, thank you, God, for the sunshine today. Thank you for blue skies. Thank you for these beautiful trees. Father, I love the smell of burning firewood. I love the smell of fresh cut grass. I love seeing kids play outside. You know, it's just this bringing yourself back to the moment. And it might be as simple as you're in your car and you start to worry and you start to have these derailing thoughts, to simply bring yourself back and say, okay, I'm holding my phone. My fingernails are painted blue. You can look out and see there are 10 red cars in the parking lot. And you can take a deep breath and you can say, okay, I smell my lunch from earlier today in my car and it smells like onions. It's just in this awareness to keep us in the present. And it also helps your mind from just spiraling too, and to take a deep breath. See, we don't live carnally, like we don't live through our senses, but we do get to acknowledge them and really with the goodness of God. So the last way to ease your anxiety or anxious feelings, I should say, is containment. Now, this one is going to be hard to do when you're out and about, but this really, for example, is say you're writing in a journal and you're writing out all the things that you're worried about, the things that are really producing anxious feelings in you. Once we close that journal, we can leave those distressing emotions, memories, and sensations and thoughts there. We know that they're safe there. This isn't the same as ignoring our feelings. However, little by little, we take them out of containment and process them with the Lord, a coach, a counselor. So containment can also be done, I guess you could say, in your car. But you really have to know your window of tolerance. So if you're by yourself and it's not a journaling exercise, you'd have to close your eyes and visualize maybe a treasure chest or some kind of chest that you are going to be hand putting those feelings and emotions into, and then closing that chest. So this is, as you can see, it's going to take us practically and intentionally pursuing these ways and techniques to help us when our feelings come. Today, I just want you to pick one of these ways: attentional control, practicing awareness or containment to help with your anxious feelings. Now, again, we're talking about stress and anxiety all month long inside of the member community, patreon.com/JessicaHoddle. I would love to just connect with you there and come alongside you and pray with you. But I want to know which one you are going to try. Will you message me, join us in the community? I just want to hear from you of what thing and technique or thing that you're learning to help with easing your anxious feelings.